It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm glad we're together again. Do you ever sing with me? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? You know, we're television neighbors, you and I. And I like to think about you, and I like to show you things. And this is something I wanted to show you today. A friend of mine loaned this to me. Have any idea what it is? It's a little machine that has some thread and a needle. So it's a little sewing machine. My friend showed me how it works, and I'm going to try to show you how it works. Let's take it to the kitchen. Hi, fish. I need something to sew together. Here's some material in here. Couple pieces of material. Let's see if we can sew those together. And I'll try to remember. This looks a little like a mouth, doesn't it? Here, yeah. Well, it's a machine, and it's not a toy. Now, you have to be very careful with it. In fact, you lift this up. Like that, and then press this button. Let's see if it works now. Sewed together. Somebody had to have been very clever to invent a sewing machine. In fact, every machine that you see, somebody had to think of it first and then make it. We have a lot of very wonderful people in this world who think of wonderful things and then do them. You know, a long time ago, we human beings made everything by our hands. We didn't have many machines at all. In fact, there's a place I'd like to take you that specializes in the kind of clothes that some people wore a long time ago. Let's just go there now. We can come back here afterwards. That place is called Colonial Williamsburg Millinery Shop. So if you'll just come with me, we'll go together. Fred Rogers.
Welcome. Good.
Thank you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Janae Whitaker.
Hello.
We're interested in what people wore a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. We have some things set out.
Oh, good. Over here?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. Long time ago, 200 years ago, when someone wanted to get all dressed up for a formal party, they went to the tailor or the dressmaker or the milliner, and they would hand make the clothing for them.
You mean these things are made by hand?
All by hand.
Yours too?
Mm-hmm. Even to the straight pins that are still left in the dress to fasten it down the front.
Oh, you mean there are no buttons here? Mm. Or zippers?
Right.
Well, somebody would have to help you get dressed if those are all pins there.
You definitely need help getting dressed.
Well, this looks like something people would wear for a party.
A fancy party. And lots of fabric went into these dresses. And the trims and the decorations would make it in style.
Mm-hmm. But what about these big things over here?
Well, to help display the fabric, they wore side hoops.
That's underneath?
Uh-huh. They were nicknamed false hips.
That's exactly one on each side.
Uh-huh. Underneath all the dress and all the petticoats. They make really good armrests.
I bet. But it also looks as if they...
Pockets.
You can put things in them, uh-huh. too?
Yeah. If a lady wasn't wearing pockets like this, she might be wearing pockets like this.
So that goes underneath.
Mm-hmm. And you reach, the ladies reach through the gown and the skirt.
And then down
into the pockets.
Aren't they great? So separate pockets.
Mm-hmm. Men weren't so lucky. They had pockets in their suits. Like this suit has a pocket in the coat. And in the waistcoat or vest as well.
And they have buttons.
Lots of buttons, maybe 60 on a single suit.
60 buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This beautiful fabric.
Yeah,
material here.
Long time ago, they liked to wear light colors for evening because everything was lit up by candles.
Oh, there were no electric lights.
Right.
So this would be shown off with the candlelight.
Really shiny. And
now, what about here?
Oh, we have a little girl's dress here. And you see...
There's nobody in these, of
course. Oh, the mannequins. Yeah. All wooden. They're pieced together, you can see. Mm-hmm. Maybe this dress could have been made out of Mother's old dress.
So when a woman was finished wearing a dress, she might make something for her little girl?
With this fancy dress, there's enough fabric to make several dresses, or even Father's new suit.
Uh-huh. Did you like to sew yourself?
When I was little, my mother gave me fabric and taught me how to sew by hand.
Well, she must have liked to sew, too.
Mm-hmm. She did.
This is lovely.
Would you like to try on some clothes?
I would. What do you have for me to put on?
Well, we have a vest, or that waistcoat. Would you start off with? And
now this is something a man would wear?
Mm-hmm. And if it needed to fit maybe more than one person, you can see in the back there's lacings, like lacing your shoes. So it could fit more than one person.
Or if you gained some weight, you could let it out.
And on top, here, instead of a fitted coat, we have a banyan.
What's it called?
Banyan.
Banyan.
Informal coat, maybe for a man to wear at home after a hard day of work.
Boy, that's a long row.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And maybe a hat?
Sure. May I just come back with
you? Please. We have a three-cornered felt hat.
My hat, it has three corners. Three corners has my hat. Oh, I like that.
And if you didn't want to wear a hat, maybe you might have wanted to wear a wig.
That's fancy.
Fashion for 200 years ago.
May I turn it around?
See? And back then it was popular for men sometimes to wear ponytails.
Ponytails.
Or queues.
Mm-hmm. What do they call queues?
Queues. Uh-huh. Now, this one is for a very important person, a big wig.
A big wig?
Uh-huh.
There. Oh, boy, does that feel heavy. You mean people would wear these all day long?
All day long.
And that's real hair, isn't it? Big wig. What about this one? Is this a big wig?
This one is for formal wear. It's called a tie wig. And back then, you might have had a wig in your own hair color or in a different hair color, and that was your choice.
This one's closer to mine. I like this. Now, would you ever wear a hat on top of it?
You could, or you could tuck it under the arm, and you could carry your hat instead of wear it.
Oh, I've seen pictures of men carrying them like this, but I'd probably want to try it right now. Did you ever like to get dressed up when you were a little girl in fancy clothes?
I did. And now I have a job that allows me to dress up every day.
That's a wonderful job for you. Mm-hmm. You do a great job with it. What is this?
This is a baby's pudding cap. It's padded, so when a baby was learning to walk and they fell down a little bit, there was some padding.
Oh, it's like a safety helmet.
Exactly.
Boy, that's great. Now, that's certainly like our day, a safety helmet.
Today.
Yes. Thank you for showing us all these things. I need to get back to my place, but boy, you have some great things to teach us. The banyan
and the waistcoat. I'm glad you came to visit today. Thank you.
Back to my sweater. Back to the present. Thanks so much, Janae.
You're welcome.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Like to find out things about a long time ago? If you do, that means you're interested in history. Someday you may be a historian. Was there something that I tried on at that Colonial Williamsburg shop that reminded you of our make-believe neighborhood? The three-cornered hat. Let's have some make-believe now. My hat, it has three corners. Yes, Trolley. Let's make believe that King Friday and Lady Elaine come to some kind of peace about this three-cornered one rule. You ready for that? I am too. Let's go to the neighborhood of make believe.
That's for sure, Trolley.
There you are.
Oh, here I am, and my hat. It has three corners.
So does mine. There's a call for you on this phone.
For me?
The voice sounds like Lady Elaine's friend from Southwood.
Betty O'Connect Templeton.
That's the one.
Oh, I guess I better talk with her. Hello? Yes. Well, I guess so. Right now? Okay, I'll come over and I'll show you in just about a minute. Okay, bye. Thanks, Lee. That was Betty Templeton.
She all right?
Oh, she sounds fine. She wants to know if I know a certain song.
Oh, well, it doesn't look like you'll be going over right this second.
Andy Man Negri and Miss Polificate, I presume.
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
I see you are both properly dressed. Exactly. As you know, I expect everyone to wear a three-cornered one before the day's gone.
Before the day is gone?
Exactly. As soon as I find that everyone is wearing a three-cornered one, I shall relax the rule.
Oh, that'll be good. You know, I'm getting a bit weary of wearing this all the time.
So am I.
I must say the same. Well, as soon as I hear that Fairchild is wearing one, I shall be satisfied.
Well, I'm planning to see about that right now.
Yeah, very good. What is that we hear?
Castle Garden, Audrey Polificate speaking. Yes, he's just about to leave now. Yes, he happens to be here right now. Phone call for you.
Oh.
Betty Okanak Templeton.
Oh, thank you. Mrs. Templeton, I presume? Yes. My final word has been that everyone in the neighborhood must wear a three-cornered one. Yes, that's my kingly word. Very good. I'll expect the visit. Farewell. You may take your leave, handyman. I shall await your return with news of 100% compliance.
Very good, sire.
And I can use your help with some complicated telemarketing, Miss Polificate.
Oh, of course, sire.
Into the TM room. Come along.
Hi.
Ah.
Now, what is this song that you wanted me to play?
My scarf, it has three corners.
I never heard of that one. You know, there's one called My Hat.
Never mind. Just play that music and sing Scarf instead of Hat.
Scarf instead of Hat, huh? My scarf, it has three corners. Three corners has my scarf. And had it not three corners, it would not be my scarf.
It works! Thought it would. Now all we have to do is get Lainey to show it to the king.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi, Lainey.
Have you been able to get Lady Elaine to wear the...
Oh, here she comes now.
Well, how are you all on this beautiful day?
Oh, just fine. Mm-hmm.
I like your scarf, Lady Elaine.
Chef Brockett made it for me. Mm-hmm.
It's a three-cornered scarf.
Well, it's a nice scarf, and I'm wearing it with pride.
I think King Friday would like to see it, Lady Elaine.
Well, I have something else I want to show him.
Oh, what's that?
What's that?
I'll get it.
What do you suppose she's going to do now?
You never know.
What about that?
It looks like an old-fashioned wig.
A big wig, that's what it is. Wait till Friday sees it.
Why don't we go over to the castle garden right now?
Betty and I will meet you two over there, okay? Ready? Get set.
Go.
Wow, those two really move.
They sure do.
Yeah.
I wish we traveled like that in Westmore.
That's funny. Ladies really move fast.
Well, that's always been our motto. Why, when we were in school together, people used to tell us we were the speediest couple of friends anybody'd ever seen. In fact, we went out for track and I'll tell you about that some other time.
Mayor Maggie and assembled throng, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Yes.
We in Westwood are planning to take off our special hats today.
We will do it when we have everybody wearing one.
Wearing one what, King Friday?
A three-cornered one, of course.
Well, my friend has a three-cornered one on right now.
Mm-hmm.
All I see is a wig.
Good. At least you know a big wig when you see one, Friday.
But a wig does not count.
But look at her scarf.
A
three-cornered one. Yes.
Exactly.
But, however, nevertheless...
You said your final word was that everyone wear a three-cornered one. Well, the one could be anything.
Even a scarf.
Yeah, so it could. Her scarf, it has three corners. Three corners has her scarf. And since it has three corners, we now have 100%.
Oh, great.
100%. Yes, the rule is lifted. And so may our hats be. Yes. Yes, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Friday.
You are welcome. Yes, thank you.
Right here. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
But just remember who's the king around here.
And who's the big wig?
You two have to learn to talk about some of these foolish things before they get to the point of making everything miserable for people. Now, I was telling you about the time Lainey and I were in school, and we went out for track. Oh, and what a time we had. Janie did the pole vault.
Lady Elaine and King Friday were each trying to be the most important. That's why everyone was having so much trouble. Do you know any people who fight to be the most important? It's not much fun to be with people like that. The truth is that everybody has something special inside them, and nobody's more important than anybody else. Just like you, my television friend. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special, you are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Can you do that? Put up your finger and say, there's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. One of the things I like to do in this wonderful world is read books. And I have one here about hats that I'd like to show you, like to read to you. It's called Hats, Hats, Hats. The world is full of hats. Soft hats, hard hats, work hats, play hats, snugly warm hats, scarves and hoods make hats too. Beautiful. Hats, hats, hats. Beautiful is right. You're a beautiful fish. Mm-hmm. You don't need any hats to be beautiful either. Nobody does. Can you think of other things that people wear? Besides hats? For shoes and socks. Pants, skirts, overalls, anything else? People wear all sorts of things, but you know the best part of anybody is the person inside. That's what's really you, the person inside. When you're able to know that, really know that about yourself, and about your neighbor, whoever you happen to be with, it can give everybody a really good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling. A very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each week a special one for me by just your being yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.